Meanwhile, a man and a woman have been wounded in another shooting involving US federal agents, this time in Portland, Oregon. The Department of Homeland Security there said the incident happened with the traffic stop of a Venezuelan gang member who, quote, attempted to run over agents with his car. Steve Futterman is US correspondent. He's with us now. Morning, Steve. What happened in Portland?
Good morning.
What happened in Portland last night?
Well, we're still trying to figure all of that out. We're getting one side of the story right now, and we want to get more. And we know from the Minneapolis situation, sometimes the federal government side may not be exactly what you see on video. But there's no video, as far as we know, of this incident. These are two people who were shot. We believe they are Spanish-speaking people. According to the Department of Homeland Security, one of them was being targeted. This was a targeted traffic stop. In other words, in this case, it was Border Patrol agents intentionally stopped this vehicle because they were suspicious about apparently one man inside who, according again to the Department of Homeland Security, was a gang member, possibly a Venezuelan gang member. Again, we don't know all of the facts, but according to the Department of Homeland Security, he tried to run over the Border Patrol agent. A shot was fired. Then the person allegedly ran off in the vehicle, sped off away. Shots were fired. Two people inside the vehicle were wounded. We don't know their conditions, but they are in the hospital right now.
Steve, we were talking to Christopher Vondracek from the Minnesota Star Tribune about what's been happening in Minneapolis this week. How divided are Americans over what's happened there and wider this week?
Well, this doesn't have the racial aspect to it that the George Floyd incident. I know he was talking about George Floyd. This does not seem at this point. I mean, things can change, but there's not the racial aspect to add to all of the issues here that George Floyd had. So we've not really seen, I think, an uproar throughout the country. People are upset. People are talking about it. It's sort of like the top story. If you go like just to a group of people, you can ask them. There are different opinions. Some people feel that Renee Good should have obeyed the officers, got out of the vehicle. I've not spoken to anyone who believes she was actually trying to run over someone. And most people are very disturbed by the way she was killed. The ICE officer basically pointing his gun at the window, at her face, shooting her at point blank range. So that has bothered lots of people. We have seen some demonstrations, yes, in Minneapolis, some in they talk about the old Casablanca thing, the usual suspects. Well, there are a number of cities where you can get a demonstration taking place quite easily. San Francisco, Portland's one of them. There have been some protests in Los Angeles, in New York, but nothing massive right now.
Steve, thanks for talking to us again. That's U.S. correspondent Steve Futterman. It's a quarter to eight.